I hope we'll be able to tie the loose ends at least up to a certain point that we can do today, so we can already continue. But I do have to see if we'll already start on the Sunday, the next mission, or wait for Monday. But hopefully everybody's been able, we've been holding together over the last week or two in the Sugya. Hopefully by looking at the Tosa Sanhedrin, Baba Basra, and the two Ritvas, hopefully we'll be able to see, and we've already seen how many of the Inyanim that we saw as we built the Sugya are coming together. Just again, our bearings again from yesterday, the Tosas on the bottom of the Amud Bava Miralef, Shmuel Omer, raises a very basic question that really, again, also ties the Sugya together. At the end of the Sugya, we have Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah that, on the one hand, the rule on Nimsa Karvaz is a Mitela is limited to Nefashos and not to Maminis. That's one point in Rabbi Yossi. The other point in Rabbi Yossi is, seemingly, that there's no need for Hasra, which Hasra is a way of showing the intent to say Eidus. Rabbi says it has to be Hasra, it has to be Kavana Lahayit in order to create the Halacha later of Eidus and Betela. Rabbi Yossi did not require that. That means, Chora, that according to Rabbi Yossi, even without Hasra, even without Kavana Lahayit, there is a status here of an aid for purposes of saying Eidus and Betela. Says Tosis, if that is true, if you hold that Rabbi Yossi, then what happens if you have a situation like we commonly have of a Mesiras HaGet in the presence of Krovin? So you have Eid Mesira on the Get being given to the woman, but you have Krovin there as well. So if you have the Krovin there, even though they didn't have Kavana Lahayin and Beis Din about this Mesiras HaGet, but the very fact that they're there and the Pasul Eidim should create a problem on the Eid Mesira. Tosis presents the fact that get is like din in the nefashos because you're maternishes ish. Tosis also mentions the fact that the basis for the marker for pas dimsakov is metela, which is mashnaim afshlosha that we use by nefashos, that applies here as well. So that discussion yesterday we keep the eger and whatever. However, Tosis is being interpreted why both points are mentioned. Tosis continues and says the question is not just according to Rabbi Yossi. Even if we pass him like Rav Nachman says, like Rebbe, the question should also be bothering us, because it could be that one of these Krovim has intent to say Eidus. So that's the kasha Tosis is raising. Yeah, we had the Diuk, Tosis has some Gerishin, other places Tosis has some Kedushin. Okay, these are all Diukin. At the end of the day, we should try to mimiyashin both Gerishin and Kedushin, and we will. What does Tosis answer? The Yisod of the Ri is that the halacha that we have in our Mishnah Bissim B'Teila is limited to Eid HaNeid. Just the fact there's an Eid HaRoe who saw and he's a Karav Pasul does not create the problem Bissim B'Teila. It has to be that the Eid ends up coming to Beis Din. And therefore, that solves a lot of our problems because these individuals who are present at the Mesiras HaGet, so for example, they're not coming to Beis Din to testify later. Tosis presses on, but then if that's true, if that's such a basic principle that you can only say Dusa B'Tela by an Eid HaMeid, then what was the Gemara asking here in the Sugya of Harug Yatzil? After all, the Harug isn't coming to Beis Din, the Gemara wants that to create a problem that you can't kill the Harug because the Harug, who's a Pasul Eid for whatever the reasons, saw the murder. What do you mean he's not coming to Beis Din? Says the Ri, Kachnir Ri, goes further. And he says, Omer Ri, that originally the Gemara thought for Rabbi Yossi that even without coming to Beis Din we say this in B'Teila. But the Gemara, in answering the Kasha, the Kaimer Dava Kasa Nedaber, which is the answer to the Kasha of Horig V'Rovei Yatzilu, but it really also comes back to answer the first of the Kashas, which is Horig Yatzil. The Olam was tumbling about the nearby Yatzil. It's not so simple. I don't know if I spoke to, I overlooked that yesterday, but so for sure we're saying it answers Horig Yatzil, not just Horig Brobea. How does it answer Horig Yatzil? Because a Horig is not going to Beis Din. So in the Kaimedava Kasamedaber, which means that it has to be an Eid Hamed the Beis Din. People were tying it. Nebra could go to Beis Din too. Okay, in a Chanami. Maybe that we have to use character of the Gemara of Rebal Me'achorav. Don't know. But for sure, Tosis wants this Teretz to go back on Horig Yatzil. You can just touch the flow of the Tosis so you can say it over when you're waiting along the supermarket, the Shakavatari of Tosis on the bottom of Meralef. You can just use the time. You don't have any svarim, you don't want to look at your phone, whatever. So Tosa. You want to recreate the Tosa step by step. This is what you should do. What we're doing right now, right? Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz, Kasha Teretz. That's how you think and learn. So the end of the Tosa asks, but then if that's true, the Gemara is giving that Teretz, and therefore we know it has to be in Hameyitz. What's the next Kasha? So what's Rebbe saying in the Mishnah to prove his point that you need Kavana Lahayid in order to say this in the Tela? Because otherwise, Mayasu Shneyachin, what's the problem? Mayasu Shneyachin. As long as they don't come to Beis Din, so one will come to Beis Din, one won't come to Beis Din. So what's the problem? Bishlama, if you were to say that just the fact that they were there and they saw it and they were krovim or psulim, now you have a problem. Okay, so that's Rebbe's point. So the only way to solve it is to say you have to have had Kavana Lahayit, so therefore Shneyachin, as long as they didn't have Kavana Lahayit, it's okay. But now you're telling me you have to come to Beis Din, so what's the big deal? Tosfos has to now defend himself by saying, nevertheless, the possibility could still exist that they won't know about each other's coming to Beis Din. They'll both end up in Beis Din, and therefore there'll be a problem. So Rebbe is also convinced that it must be that there's a new requirement of Kavana Lahayit, because otherwise it could still lead to a problem. And Tosfos mentions in that connection, and this is an echo of the Tosfos earlier on the Amud, Amar Rava, because this, that they'll come to Beis Din, would not mean that they have to come to Beis Din to testify within a string of Edom, of Tochi Nedibu, one of the other, because for all we know, it could be one brother testified whatever, eight in the morning, the other testified many hours later. There's no link between the series of Edom that followed the first brother and the second brother. It could be much later on, but the fact is, the problem still exists, Amnim Zekavos and Svetela, even though the Haggadah was not the Tochi Nedibu, one after the other. And therefore, the problem, the Shneachim does exist. The Rush adds, just on this potential problem, the Rush adds a sentence just to mention it. If you look in the Rush, I don't know if I gave it to you, but you can see the Rush also discusses this issue at the beginning of toward the beginning. He asks, when it says the same Yisod of the Ri, that they have to testify in Beis Din, v'haydi kam mayasir shneyachim, zero and so on, hachi kamer adds the Rush. Mayasu beis achim ki koha roa dvar erva, the Rush explains why we're concerned about Mayasa Shneachin. We're concerned they're going to come to Beis Din. Why? They saw it. Okay. Who says they're going to come to Beis Din? If you witness a murder, you witness a crime, you have an obligation in HaTorah to do the right thing, to testify about that rishus that you saw. Not stam. Oh, maybe they'll both end up coming. No, each one wants to do the mitzvah, because each one saw the murder. So therefore, sounds like the Haggadah Eidos is also a partial fulfillment of Viyatar Mikibach. It's not just Beis Din's carrying out the Onesh, that's a Viyatar Mikibach. There's an element of the Eidim who come to testify about the Chiyuv Misa, whether that's a mitzvah or it's a Hechsher mitzvah. I don't know exactly what he means it literally. L'kayim HaShenemar. To help Beis Din mekayim it. All right, the Lashon HaRash is l'kayim hashenema. Don't know? Something to think about. Mechuyev lohoid l'kayim hashenema v'yatam kebecha. Continues the Rush. Uboyin b'irbuv yazeh chazeh b'fnei Beis Din. When they come to Beis Din, it's not exactly the most organized, structured presentations of the Eidus. They come all in a mass. V'ein ha'acha echad yodea shekfar heyed achiv. And this is not an artosis, but it fleshes out the point that it could very well be that the two brothers will end up in Beis Din at the same time. And again, you know, they don't know of each other. They're all coming. It's a tumult. It's a whole commotion. And therefore, Shailin and Rei, and therefore we need to go to establish whether there was Das Lahoyed, the Im Yomer Shabbashas Maisa, will keep in Lahoyed, Ha'idus Kayim. That's Rebbe's point. That must be that when they show up in Beis Din and you have all these people, we go through the process of checking in, did you give a smell or did you have intention to hide, so we can vet out those who didn't have to run to hide, and we say, because otherwise, Rebbe says, we can have a problem once they say Eidus. So, again, this is all the end of the Tosfos. Okay, that's our Tosfos beginning to end. What we discussed at the end of Shir yesterday, again, just to bring that in, and then we'll try to spread our wings a little bit, the Tosfos elsewhere, and the Ritva. So the point Tosfos makes at the end is even though they're coming b'zeach hazeh, but there's still a problem. Karo pasus mitela. That consistent with Tosfos earlier on the Amud. Tosfos took aim at Rashi. Rava's statement, Behushe Idu, Rashi implies, is relevant for all halachas in the Mishnah, including that of Nimsa Kavah Pasul. It's not just relevant to the halacha that you have to be Mazim Kulan. What does Kulan mean? All those Edim that were talking to Edim, one of the other. But it also relates to the halacha of Karvo Pasul. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos concluded, as he does now here at the end of the Amud, that with regard to Karvo Pasul, there it doesn't matter if they're talking to Edim or not. What's the difference between that halacha and halacha Yizim Kulan? Why is it different? So Tosfos over here presents it one way, Tosfos Sanhedrin that we'll soon see, and the Tosfos with Rabbeinu Peretz doesn't quite say it the way Tosfos here says it, and remember there were not geminis in terms of this issue. There will be more Nageya Namid Beis also, we'll get to that case. What is the difference between the two issues? When it comes to Zumukulan, then there has to be Agada Tokidei Dibor. In order to say that all those that were Tokidei Dibor, you have to imagine every one of them in order to carry out any one of them's Tasha Zanam Onesh. When it comes to Karvo Pasul, you need not have them be made Tokidei Dibor. What's the difference? What did Tosfos say by us? What's the difference? Because by Karvo Pasul, what did you have to unite them? The Re'iyah, the Amru Emes. So there was a real witnessing of what happened. So then, Haggadah need not be Tokhtei Dibor, the Mitzurif as one cut through the Re'iyah. Masha'ekin Hazamba, there's Hazamba on one of the Edom, one of the cut of the Edom. So then means they didn't see it. If they didn't see it, then you can't say that they're Mitzurif as a cut by having seen it together. They didn't see it. That's what you establish with Hazamba. And therefore, what we'll have to unite them as one cut to say that all these are connected in order to be mazim, to carry out hazama to anyone, you have to mazim all of them that came and spoke, Tokhidei Dibor, one of the other. That was the way Tosfos was explaining the distinction. As we noted, Tosfos elsewhere, we'll see with the Sanhedrin, you'll see Tosfos uses different language. It's not because Amru Emes, Lomru Emes, it's because hazama is being mazim what? Who remembers? This is back to a few shiurim ago. Mazim the Haggadah, the Edus, right. And Karvo Pasul, the Psul is Chal, not in the Haggadah's Edus, but in the Edus itself. Excellent. And that's the difference. Where Hazama is a function of the fact that they were Magid, their Edus. They told over their Edus. That's where you're Mazim. You're Mazim the Haggadah. Therefore, that has to be unified in terms of the Haggadah. And Karvo Pasul is a function of the Edus itself. Good. The Mashah comes with the following question. Mamish Pashut in the Cheshbon of the Sugya, as it lays out. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and concludes what he does earlier in the Tosfos Amar Rava because of one single question. What was Tosfos' big question on Rashi that therefore Rashi is incorrect to imply that which Rava is saying you need Haggadah as one is for every issue, even the din of Karav Pasulus and Mitela. Tosfos' question was from a line of Gemara here. What line of Gemara? Harag Yatzil. How could Harag Yatzil? There's no Haggadah Tokhidei Dibor. Elamai, you see that the din of Karav Pasulus and Mitela doesn't depend on Haggadah being as one. You don't need Haggadah at all. Ask the Mashah, I don't get something here. But the Gemara gives a teretz in Mekayim Davakos Medab. And Tosfos himself says at the bottom of the Amud, what that means is that you need to have an aid that comes to Beis Din. Only such an aid would create, if he's a Karvo Pasul, a problem in everybody else. So in a Hanami, the Gemara before answering that assumed you don't need Haggadah to Beis Din. So obviously you only Haggadah Tokhidei Dibor. You don't need Haggadah at all. But once the Gemara turns around and answers the Kasha, which again, the answer was given on Rabea the Horeg, but it, as Tosfos says, it comes back to answer the Kasha of Horeg. What does the Gemara establish? That you need Haggadah to Beis Din in order to create a problem in everybody. No. So let us already add to that another point. You need Haggadah to Beis Din, and what else do you need? That they all should testify Tokhidei Dibor, one or the other. So Rashi could be very correct in saying for Rava that you need Tokhidei Dibor because after the Gemara says what it says in the Teretz, so the Rava could actually be speaking about both. Now, granted, Rashi himself maybe couldn't say that. Why couldn't Rashi himself say that? What wouldn't help Rashi per se? I both say you should be holding in the sugya well enough to answer. Why couldn't Rashi himself say what he just said? Because Rashi didn't learn Pshat in the Gemara that way. According to Rashi, the Gemara's Teretz is not at all what the Ri is telling us. The Gemara's Teretz of Nimkai Medava Kasa Medaber for Rashi means V'lo Be'ose Hadaber. It's a different word. In other words, whether it's going back on the earlier Kasha, it's not, we can discuss. We thought it is. So all these people, we said even Nirba would be considered Bali Dvarim, because Rashi didn't say what Nirba was, so Mustam, he also means Bali Dvar. So Rashi's point would be that all these individuals, the Horeg, the Rovea, the Nirba, the Harug, they are Osei Hadavar, and therefore the Torah's Halacha doesn't go on them. It only goes on people who are not themselves the actors in the story. They're the Me'idim, they're not the Osei Hadavar. Okay, so according to Rashi, you really have no Gemara that leads us to the conclusion that only an Eid HaMeid can create the halacha of the psu of the rest of the cat. And this remains the maskana. This is why we had the Rashbam in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Gimel, that talked about the issue of Eid Nasadayin, even in the form of an Eid that never came to Beis Din, right? Three people came to a Shchimera, and if their intention was not Levakir Sacholet, the intention was to record what he's going to tell them about how he's going to allocate his assets. So that locks them in. Suppose they had Kavanah Lahar, that's what Rebbe requires. So then they have no discretion now to act as Dayanim, even though they're here as a Beis Din and they should be able to paskin based on what they heard. No, because you're locked in as an aid. Once you had a mind to testify. Ain aid nasir dayin. What do you mean? They never testified in Beis Din. They're just here with Kavanah Lahar, but that's enough. There is no Gemara for Yossi, for Rebbe, for anybody, that there has to be a Haggadah Beis Din, because he ties it into our sugya. So Rashi himself, obviously, would not be solved by saying, well, the Gemara ends up saying otherwise. But the Mashal's question is still valid, because ultimately, Tosu's disagreement with Rashi, based on his Kasha, has to also fit within his own scheme. In other words, Tosu's had his Kasha, and because of that, Tosus ends up on the side that he does, that you need that it has to be that doesn't need to be Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur regarding the halacha of Nimsakar V'Pasul, like he says at the end of the Yamun. Tosus knows how he's going to learn Pshat in the Gemara, and Tosus Kasha had to fit within his own understanding of the Gemara too. So that's why the Mashah is troubled. Why did Tosus have to say what he says at the end, that even though they're not coming one next to the other Toch Kedei Dibur, it's still going to be a problem? Maybe it won't. Maybe you need a Haggadah Toch Kedei Dibur, because now that we see you need to be testifying in Beis Din, you have to testify Toch Kedei Dibur. That's the Mashab, the Kitzur, that's what he's asking. So what we tried to say yesterday in response to this, in defense of Tosis, is because we have to understand the nature, again, of the halacha, of the psul of the rest of the kat, even after the Gemara gives the teretz, that you need to be an Eid HaMeid. But what didn't change was the lumdus of how it happens that there's a psul in everybody. That Tosus didn't feel that the Gemara's Teretz gives us the right to reinterpret the lumdus, the mechanism of the nature of the psul. What does that mean? If the Gemara originally thought that you don't have got to be based, just the fact that there was a joint witnessing of the events with a carvel puzzle, then everyone else is already disqualified. What is disqualified exactly? What? There's no Haggadah. So what exactly got disqualified on the part of all the other Eidim? What was it? It wasn't Haggadah. There was no Haggadah in the Beis Din. What was it? It was the Eidus on the Torah, right? It is the Eidus, that which the knowledge that they have of what they saw, that's tainted. They can't, therefore there's no way that they can be accepted by Beis Din, because the Eidus itself is but. What Tosus obviously saw in that is the lumdus of this halacha is not a psul in Haggadah, it's a psul in the Eidus. So Tosus took for granted that even when the Gemara responds to its kasha, Horeg Yatzil, which is also a teretz to Horeg Yatzil, by saying you need to come Beis Din, the Gemara didn't want to revolutionize the whole lumdus of this halacha. The halacha is still a psul in the Eidus, not in the Haggadah. Which means that if you have a joint kat of Eidim through the Re'iyah, what this gets disqualified is the Eidus, not the Haggadah. But the Gemara just wants you to understand what type of an aid is a strong enough aid that with such an aid that's where the halacha will apply, that there'll be a problem in everybody's edus. If they're joined up in edus with an aid of a certain type, of a certain strength, an aid that's involved to the degree that he's invested, he actually testifies and based in. So the linkage to such an aid creates a psul in the Haggadah. In the edus, not in the Haggadah. Haggadah is never affected. In order to start assuming that l'maskana, you need Haggadah ke'echad, you're going to have to now reinterpret the Lamdas. You have to say, there's a psul in the Haggadah. Because in terms of the Riyah, you had a joint. You already joined them together. So the edus, in terms of the edus, they already what? Says the Gemara, but only an eid ha-neid will create the problem in everyone else. But what's the problem that he's creating? He's tainting their Haggadah or he's tainting their edus? If you see from the Gemara's Kasha that the problem was in the edus, the Sotosis took for granted, that doesn't change in the text. I think I'm explaining a little bit maybe clearer than yesterday. Yesterday was still new. But you hear the point. The Teretz doesn't change the lumdus of the halacha. The halacha is it's a psul in the edus. That's the lumdus of the halacha. The only thing is you have to be an aid of a certain level, certain strength, that when that linkage that's going to create a psul in the edus is only when it's coming together with an aid of such a type, an aid hamneid. And we brought a smach to this, a little bit of support, the Tosas Arash in Sanhedrin. Because we saw in the Tosas Arash that when he says that the Gemara's Teretz is not just answering Horeg, it's also answering Harug. And he doesn't talk about Nirvah, so again, I leave that on the side. So the way he presents it is, what the Gemara is saying is, it's not enough that you should be a Rogil Lahoid, but you also have to be a what? A maid. If I remember, if I still have that Lashon of the Tosa Rush. If you remember, I said over yesterday, what was the Lashon? Remembers it? Do you have it? I don't think I have it in front of me. What? Not just a Rogel kind of Dava, but a Gil kind of Dava? You know, the Tosa Rush.
Vishayelchu
kind of Dava. Rogel kind of Dava and Yelchu kind of Dava. Those are two tiers. What he means is the Rogel kind of Dava that we already understood from the Gemara. If you just take the Gemara's Teretz as specifically relating to the most immediate kasha right before it of Horeg Veroveya, then we understand what they're excluded based on the Kayib Yochum Dover. If they are not Regilim Mekayim Dover, you don't imagine a person who committed a crime is going to be jumping up Lekayim Ashenemar, if you borrow the Rosh's Lashon, right? Ubiyata Rami Kebechav, he's the vehicle of the Ra. I don't know that he would be the one to be Rogil Lekayim Dover on himself. I would imagine that would not be something he would be naturally inclined to do. Correct? What?
If he goes, he'll get away with it.
Yeah, that's too much of a lambdin. I understand. Yeah, you're saying he knows enough to be able to say it's going to help him to go. I hear. But you're incriminating yourself. You don't want to do that. You're not going to come to run to incriminate yourself. So that's why, for sure, the Gemara's Teretz would speak to the Kasha of Horeg Yatzil from the perspective of a Rogel kind of adds the Rosh, but what Gemara is also including in that is not just that you need a Rogel kind of, or you need someone who is a Mekayim Dover, who actually comes to base. The issue of a Rogel kind of is a function of how strong of an aid is, that he's an aid that's inclined to come to base and to act on what he saw. So Al Derech Zeh, you know, the Mekayim Dover is also a function of how strong of an aid is. And therefore, nothing is changing in terms of defining the psul as the Haggadah versus in the Eidus. The psul is in the Eidus. The question is only, what type of an aid do we pass on the Eidus? Only an aid of a certain type, and that's what the Riyah is saying, it has to be an aid that is actually going to testify. All this is really what emerges from our sugya. Again, so we have the picture of the various Tosis in coming together. This Tosis is so much critical, it's an anchor, because it really pulls together so many pieces of the earlier Tosis in it. It refers back to the top Tosis with the issue of by Nefashos, why it's different than Mamanis. Tosis refers back to that. It reflects back the Tosis of Marava, as we see. It also shows you that it's not Rav Chaim Cohen that's no longer that's discussing this issue anymore, because he would have had no problem with the Kasha. because for Chaim Kohen, the entire kasha of the Gemara of Tosfos wouldn't start. What do you mean, Hechmatzi Din Ragleinu? What's the problem? As long as the Ksherim don't intend to come to Beis with Psulim, there's no problem. So again, it would seem that that's no longer on the table, and Tosfos therefore goes his own way. What else brings things, obviously, into sharper focus is the Tosfos Sanhedrin. And here you see a number of Shinuyim from the Tosfos here. I don't know that we can go through line by line, although it would be nice to do it, and maybe you did, as far as you did. Try to highlight a few things. It's very nice. I hope you can appreciate. A few people said that they appreciated this. I hope everybody did. But when you see a sugya the way we did, and you see a Tosfos here, which is whatever, 9 lines, and you see a Tosfos somewhere else that's like 19 lines or more, you know, it's okay. Don't get intimidated. You can do it. If you haven't, just build yourself up and get yourself oriented in different Gemaras that are relevant, and you can actually do it. If you haven't gone through the whole Tosfos over Shabbos, go through the entire Tosfos beginning to end. There's some new points that come up at the end. A lot of the other points are the things that we've really seen already as we've gone through the sugya. It's a very kedai. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this Mishnah. So here you have Tosfos really discussing a lot of the points that we've already seen. Just to try to note a few things that diverge somewhat from our Tosfos. So the Gemara quotes the statement of Rebbe, again, in connection to that sugya, again, not so much relevant to the context of the Gemara, just it's a sugya of our Mishnah that gets quoted there, so Tosfos comments on it. So we have the Lashon of the Mishnah, B'zman Shehisru Behen. Tosfos brings our Gemara in to the mix. What do we know? How do we know about Kavanah L'Hoyed? We have to ask the question, what was your intention, to say Eidus or only to see it? Right away, Tosfos starts off with the Ri. Here, Tosfos brings the Kasha, Hech Matzin Dem Ragleinu, and then the Niro L'Ri. Here, Tosfos starts right off the Niro L'Ri. Kavanah L'Hoyed is not the only thing that matters. Because of Kavanah L'Hoyed, we're not going to automatically invoke Karvo Pasius and Betela. Ela Shahochim Me'idim Kuhn Bebeistin. But Mishum Be'ir L'Chutz Neskavna L'Hoyed Lo. And here it comes with his proof after the fact. The Ego Te Mahachi. Kol Gitin Shenostin Bifnei Krov Mopsulin Yopsulin Miskavna Echad. He starts with the Kasha on Rebbe. And then he says, and Rav Yossi, even without that. Tosfos Bayas, how did he present the Kasha initially? He started with Rav Yossi, Shmuel Ach Rav Yossi. And even according to Rebbe, it's a problem too. As if, okay, and even for Rebbe, Tosfos and Sanhedrin is the other direction. One of them we miss Kavanah L'Hoyed, there'll be a problem. And Rav Yossi even more. Okay, so it's in the other direction. So it must be that you have to assume that it has to be that he came to Beis Din. Again, Tosfos is only asking from Gittin. You look at Tosfos Kuf Yud Aleph Basra, he asks from Kedushin like the Rosh Yeshiva does. What's the Mayasu Bezachin then? Let's just simply make sure that they don't both go to Beis Din. So that's already a Tosfos has to defend himself from that. No, but Pa'amim Shilo Yeda Zamizev Yod Echad Apishayed Achid Farbe Beis Din. And even though it was, so it might happen. But it was Achad Kedei Dibur. See, I want you to notice again the line that at the time you didn't have the whole context of the Tosfos. This is the one line that Tosfos says it differently than our Tosfos. This is vis-a-vis the Tosfos earlier on Amar Rava. And it could happen that they'll testify both in Beis Din, and even if it's not Tokedei Dibur, but it doesn't matter. Because when does Tokedei Dibur matter? Only with regard to what? Yezumu Kula. In Tosfos Makis, he emphasizes the reason why it's different because of the Omim Emes and not Omim Emes. What's the Lashon Tosfos Sanhedrin on this? He says, "Afal pisha sheni hayid." The second brother testified l'achak kedei dibur, but still he dusin b'teila. D'shayach shapir l'akushay l'ach milsa shlosha l'shnayim. If he was l'achazeh, in other words, what's the basis for the din karma pasuk b'teila? The hekesh shlosha l'shnayim. Wait a second. Why is the hekesh leading in a different direction to a different standard by the din karma pasuk b'teila? That there it's going to be a hekesh that's makesh shlosh l'shnayim even if it's Achik Kedei Dibur, the Haggadah, and the Hekesh, the same Hekesh that taught us the din of Yizumu Kulan, where did that lead us? It lead us to assume that it has to be only with the Magid Toch Kedei Dibur. Like, what's the difference? So that's what Tosis is distinguishing. When it comes to Karva Pasul, there Shaykh Shafal Kush Rachmil Sushkosh Lishnayim Afil Bezach Hazeh Keva and the Bishas V'iyah Rowan Yachad. Because the V'iyah was joint. Umiskavning Ahoy, that's for Rebbe. Mehekabana Ahoy, the Afordus Meteila, even if the Eidus Zeach Hazeh. Afal Gav, Rabbo, so you see where I am in the Tosis, yeah? The middle of the line. Afal Gav, the Lein Shlashman Zomimin, Lo Huxu. What's Lo Huxu? The heck is the three were not compared to two. Elo kishehidu betokidei dibor. What's the difference? Here are the keywords in Tosa Sanhedrin. The hasam hazama mishas hadoas eidim koasya. Because there the hazama is mishas hadoas eidim. Is this the same as Tosa's by us or different? What did Tosa say for us? Oh, maisa. Maishna. The shnau shna. Dafka gabi nimsa echad kova basul chashiv kechad edus kishe idu mishim shein omim emes ken edus an hiskel meri'iya v'yishu hashbas achas abidin zol mish ein omim emes. Any of that here? What's the fundamental difference? Here, hazama mishas hadas edin koasya. So how do we take that to mean? We had a lashon of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also. What was the pshat? What is hazama? On, what's it chal on?
The
Haggadah. On the Haggadah. It's Haggadah Ke'echa. It's unified. But what's the din of Kabbalah? What's it chal on? On the Eidus. Tosfos by us has a different hesped. And if you remember, we had the Nafka Mina. Maybe I'm pushing too far. What was the Nafka Mina between the Mashal's case? Excellent, Evan. What's the Mashal's case? And on the base, we'll see again in Tosfos. What happened?
Two
Eidim became Zomimin, and the other ones were made Racha Kedei Dibur. And if we invoke the rule, we do some Tela on Hazama, which is itself a controversy with Rishonim, but Tosfos says yes, and Rashi or some of base says yes, just like a Psul of Rashi or whatever else negates everybody else, so does a Psul of Hazama. Both of you with me. So if you have a Psul Hazama, now, would that disqualify other Eidim who testified Racha Kedei Dibur? If the Svara is like Tosfos Makis, then what? Then here already, Tosfos should concede the point that you cannot pass so through Eidus and Betela, a Psul Hazama, if they do not unify in the Haggadah. That's the Mashal's thought, but the Rambam passes otherwise. But if you go with the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Tosfos Ben Operet by us, it's not about Omen Emes. It doesn't, as long as, you know, it doesn't matter whether in fact they said Emes or not. As long as they said that they said Emes. So then that's good enough, because Lomai said the Psul is Chal in the Eidus that they're holding on to tell Beis Din. Whether it's Emes or not is not going to bother me. It wasn't Emes, but it's some Eidus that they're holding on to that they're going to tell about. So that's enough to create a problem. So that would be an Afkamina. But this is that one, again, notice that difference in the Tosfos here. Versus Tosfos and Makis Davav. Okay, Tosfos presses on, like he does by us. You see the overlap for sure. This is still the overlap with now the our Tosfos. The Afagav, that the Gemara asked Horeg Yatzil, he's not coming to Beis Din, so Hani Mili Meikara. That's originally, the Gemara didn't know about the Yochum Davim Kaimidokas Medavim. Once the Gemara gives the Teretz, then you don't need the earlier answers. Lo Tzvichi Shinui Kamoi De Matinan Horug V'ha-horeg mi-yokum davar. V'bina she-yechu kayim davar basically. It doesn't talk about Rabbi Abinirva. It talks about horeg and horeg. Now, so this is one half of the Tosfos. Okay? How many kept, got weiter Tosfos this morning? Good. Okay? Let's go on next part. Now, this next part of Tosfos is shifting to focus on the Ein Eid Nasadayin issue, which is brought in by the Rashbam in Bava Basra, and he quotes B'Shem his grandfather Rashi. And what emerges from the Rashbam and Rashi is a very different picture. Do you need Haggadah the Beis Din? According to Rashi and the Rashbam. No. They don't have any teretz of Yochum Davar in the light of the Ri, and they have a problem with Eid Nasadayin, even without an Eid HaMeid. And then what was their context? The case of the Gimel Levakir Sachola, that the only option, if they're shlosa, to be osen din, is because, says the Rashbam, because it was levakes acholim. That was the name of Rav Yehuda. Had it not been levakir, there'd be kavana lahoy. If it's kavana lahoy, then according to Rebbe, then they can't be dayanim. So that assumes a lot of things. It assumes things about our sugya. It also assumes things about the nature of the din of ein eid nasadai. So Utosis is very dismissive of this. So let's see what he does with that. The chen, the inyan, what I told you here, that you need to be eid hameid, Tosis says that same standard of a certain level of aid that you need to be is also true by ein eid nasadai. Tosis is going to get into the details of that, which again is not really our sugya so much, but he makes the point here, so we'll read it, we'll mention it. Regarding ein eid nasadai, nira l'ri, that halacha of ein nasadai is dafka be'ein hameid, but by miskaving lahoid, for example, Rebbe, lo. Why is that? So Tosis here gives us some interesting insight, which is, again, it's not our sugya, so we're not going to dwell on it, but what does Tosis say? Why is ein eid nasadai? So he says a couple of svaras. Either because you need eidus yitrachu lazima, very interesting. So what's the problem? Well, if the eidim of the dayanim, lo yirtzu kabel hazama aleidusan, they'll be very disinclined to accept hazama on their own eidus. Okay, this is a shmooze by itself, a ksos, whatever. Okay, not for us right now. Just can know such a svara and Tosis here in a few places. Lo yirtzu kabel hazama alatzma. Or another possible svara, because it says in the pasuk in Shoftim, va'amdu shnei anashim, shelohem ariv. So it says, "Amdu shnei anashim." Those are the edim. L'fnei Hashem are the dayanim. So you see the two separate categories. The edim dayanim are not the same. The bein she'idu edim l'fnei dayanim, and not that they themselves are. Either of these reasons, says Tosis, would obviously only make sense if the definition of aid for ein nasadayin is aid ha meid. Tanach taimi. These reasons are not shayach only by aid ha meid. And all of this is against the Rashbam. Vloki Bishop in the Shmuel, the Alma elsewhere, that he holds Niskavin Lahoyid, we would already say by that, Nimsa Karvo Pasidus and Betela, that's what Gabi that halacha by us, and also Gabi Eina Nasadai, and where did the Rashbam get this from? Where was his diuk? His diuk was from the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda there in Baba Basel Kuf Yud Gimel, as well as in Sanhedrin Lamed Daled, which says, Shlosha Shenichnesu to the Shemira for what purpose? Bikur Cholim. And then it goes on to say that if they are three, they can decide, rather than being Aiden, they can be, since if it's by daytime, they could act in this capacity, since they are here by a time that you can paskin, as it can be Dayanim, by hearing what he's saying, they can paskin based on as if they were to hear Aiden testifying about what the Shemira wants to do. They can become the vehicle to paskin based on having heard the Shemira directly. Lotei Shemia, Gedola Meri'iyah. Shmiya of hearing Edom should not be better than being able to see the Maaseh yourself. Just like if you saw the moon, three of them by day, they could paskin mekudesh on day 30 without having to have formal Edom because lo teshmiya gdol meri'iyah. So that's because they came levakir esachol. That was his diuk. The dafka shenesu levake v'lo niskavnu lahoy, then we say ratzu osin din. But niskavnu lahoy ain't osin din. That's not what Tosis agrees with. Another raya, that this is not correct to line up Aiden Asadayin with what we have over here and to connect it. If you want to connect it, you have a problem then, because then what would be with Rabbi Yossi? Here it gets interesting. Tosis has a defense on this. Onir libi redaktek, Tosis and Baba Basa Kavita also asked this kasha, that ein eid nasadayin is a function of ein hameid. Obviously, he has a different mashma, a different shadow of ein nasadayin, obviously, even ein aroa, but it has to be ein hameid. Otherwise, kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Because how did Rabbi Yehuda paskin in our sugya? Halacha ke? Yehuda b'shmuch, Rabbi Yossi. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say over there? Gimash enosu levakir sacholeh, Ratzu osin din. Why? Because he didn't have kavana lahoy. Therefore, the option is still available because now it's not a problem ein nasadayin because they're not yet locked in as eidim because they only nichnasu levakir. Rabbi Yehuda, you paskin like who? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi needs kavana lahayt, doesn't need kavana lahayt. No. So why, if they came levakes achola, can they serve as dayanim? Still, ain't it nasidai? The standard of being an aid doesn't require you to be kavana lahayt according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. So how can the Rashbam get out of this? Rabbi Yehuda, kama gabi gimish in avakir, ratsa osin din, ba'amai. Hariya, habiriya bi'alma, nase. I saw Rabbi David Favarsky in his Shurim and Sanhedrin, doesn't understand his kasha. He says, I understand. If they want to be dayanim, so then why can't they choose to be dayanim, not be aidim? Now, you have to understand, if it's going according to Rebbe, that's what the Rashbam says. They kavnu lahoy, then they can't be dayanim. Once it's kavnu lahoy, they're locked in. But Tosis taking the kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Who says you'd be an aid against your will? Think about this kasha. According to Rebbe, what is the Gemara saying, according to Rashbam, according to that since we all like Rebbe, once you're kavnu lahoy, you can't turn around now and be a dayan. Because aid nasidayin is even by an aid haroa. And once you're kavana lahoid, that kavana lahoid precludes you from turning around and being a dayan. Tosas wants us to say that according to Rabbi Yossi, that you're an aid even without kavana lahoid, it would affect the din that aided nasa dayan. But maybe if you want to be a dayan, then you're not an aid. Kavana lahoid locks you in, according to Rabbi, so you can't be a dayan. But who says the same being locked in would prevent you from being a dayan according to Rabbi Yossi? If Lamaisa from the beginning, it's not about kavana lahoid, you're an aid by Re'iyah. So what else? You can't be a dayan? But you want to be a dayan. So maybe that should be enough to get you, allow you to be a dayan. If you choose to be a dayan, you could be a dayan, not an aid. That was his ha'ari. Didn't know. He didn't tell us his kasha, so what? Tosa thought it was a kasha. Then he asks a further kasha. Tosa says, this isn't also computer down above a basra. What about the whole halacha? Lotesh migidol Maria, contra Yossi, it wouldn't exist. Eid Zachodesh, for example, the Gemara assumes that way, or Sanhedrin witnessed a murder. So again, if it was a time that they could paskin based on what they saw, the rule is, Lotesh migidol Maria, they could paskin based on what they witnessed, as Dayanim. No, contra Yossi, if you're already an aid by virtue of your Re'iyah, you should not be able to serve as a dayan. Here Tosis turns the tables on all this, and this is very strange, something different than we've seen until now. From the next part of Tosis. Nira l'Rashba, this is from the Bali Tosis, the Rashba of the Bali Tosis. Dahani lo piochininu. He says, the kasha from Rabbi Yossi is not a kasha. What have we been assuming until now? Certainly Tosis here assumes this way, Rashi here, Tosis until now in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that you are an aid without hasra, without kavana lahoid. Who's the one that brings up that you need to have hasra or / kavana lahoid? Rebbe. That's the assumption of our sugya, Rashi, Tosis here until this moment. Now we have a moment of truth in Tosis and Hedrin, and this is not something we can be able to explain very well yet, but at least it's a segue to the next Mishnah. It's a section of the next Mishnah. We do have Rabbi Yossi and Amid Beis. And the Rashba, we're not going to explain it, we're just going to notice it, okay? Noticing. Nira l'Rashba, dahani lo pirchinin. Why? Because it's incorrect to say that Rabbi Yossi holds you're an aid with just your Re'iyah. Let me just backtrack just one second before we continue, because I want to just mention something we had mentioned earlier, Shirim, on this. Everyone have this clarity so far, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're an aid with Re'iyah. According to Rebbe, you're only an aid with Kavana Lahoid. That's how it lines up according to the Rashbam, Rashi. So if I asked you, why is there a halacha that we learn out from Pasuk, O aid, who aid O Ra'o Yada? Why is there a halacha that you have to be tchilaso b'kashrus v'sofo b'kashrus? If somebody became kosher to testify between the Re'iya and the Haggadah, they can't testify. Why? So the way the Lamdim like to say it, because Yochalos Shem Eid begins with Re'iya. Therefore, if you're not clean kosher aid from that point, then it's not enough to say that, well, at the time of the Haggadah you're testifying and now you're not a Karav, now you're not a Pasul. That's a misnomer. I don't think it can be correct. It might be correct, according to Rabbi Yossi, if we take Rabbi Yossi right now to say that you're an aid from the time of Re'iya, whether you had Kavanah or not, which is again the assumption of Rashi, Tosis, Layas, and so far Tosis Sanhedrin. But there's Rebbe. It's Rebbe. And what does Rebbe hold? That you're only an aid if you had Kavanah Lahayat. That's why Eid Nasidayan wouldn't be a problem if you was Nechasul Vakir Zachola. You didn't have Kavanah Lahayat. So, but if you didn't have Kavanah Lahayat and then later you decided to come to Beis Din, can you testify? Yes, you could. The low ketosis in Kfisa Staf Yud Beis, which I mentioned at one time. What to do with that, we'll have to know, but Rabbim's Mefurish, you can testify whether you had Kavanah Lahayat initially or not. No, what if it didn't have Kavanah Lahayat at the time of the Re'iya, and you were Karov at that time, or Pasul at that time? Then at some point you became Kasher as an aid, and now you want to testify. What's the halacha? But you weren't Kasher at the time of the Re'iya. You can't, because it's not Chilaso v'Sof of the Kashrus. But here you can't use the Lamedes. Can't tell me, well, because you were an aid from before, you have to be kosher from the beginning. No, you weren't. You wouldn't have Kavanah Lahayat. So what that would seem to suggest is that this is a new halach. Since your aidus is about what you saw, so somehow the state of kashrus had to exist also from the time of Re'iya, but not necessarily because your status of an aid began then. There's more to say about this. I want just to bring that in. Yes, Rishon.
Can you just answer that? That you're testifying about what you saw, and while you're testifying, you have to be.
I'm not telling you what it is. I'm telling you what it's not. You could say that, but it's not what you originally said. It's not because you already chal shem. Now the emes is in the Lashon Rambam. I would be medayik, and again, I know folk say it more than what I'm saying right now. But you can look yourself in the Lashon. I mentioned to a few of the guys in the morning. To me, it seems in the Lashon Rambam, you can see yourself what you think in Hilchos Eidos Perek Hey. Seemed to me, I'm saying in a tentative way, that's why I don't want to make a big deal. It seems to me from Lashon Rambam that the status of an aid, Hakasher, could begin at Re'iya, even for Rebbe. When we say, according to Rebbe, that you need to have Hasra or Kavana Lahayit, that specifically, in terms of what type of an aid, like the context of our sugya, an aid pasul. In other words, an aid pasul, in order that he should be an aid to pasul everybody else, would not be considered an aid pasul to pasul the rest of the kat if he didn't intend initially to say aidus. That's the context of our Gemara. What the Rashbam did, and Rashi, in Barbasa is extended that idea beyond the context of Nipsakov Pasul. They extended to the principle of what? Of Eid Nasadayin. You could argue that Eid Nasadayin is a function of Eid HaMeid, but you can also say a different way. That doesn't extend to Eid Nasadayin, because the entire premise of Rebbe was that an Eid HaPasul does not have a shame Eid to Pasul if he didn't have Kavanah from the beginning to be made. But an aid HaKasher is an aid with Re'iya alone. That, to me, that's what I thought in the Rambam. So you notice it's a little bit different twist than anything we see now. It's more subtle. And then that might help us here with, okay, whatever. But let's go back to the Tosis. What does Tosis want to say at the end? Very interesting. These Kashis are premised on the idea that Reb Yossi considers you an aid just with your seeing it, even without intention to testify, right? And if we had these kashas of you, then Reb Yehuda, and what about Lotish Migdol Maria? Okay, focus in. Nira L'Rajba, These are not kashas. Rabbi Yossi, for sure, does not hold you begin aid with Re'iya, even if you testified at the end, because there's a Rabbi Yossi on Vav Amud Beis in the next Mishnah that says that Hasra has to come from the Edim. What is that halacha about? Start thinking without, we're not going to probe too much. Is it halacha in Hasra? Is it halacha in Edim? What does Tosis mean to say here? You need Shnei Edim to be Masra. And says Tosis, and just as Shnayim in Yechom Rahoid Elmkin Hisrubo, so all three would have to give Asra. Whoever is Edim has to go. Edim and Asra go together, according to Rabbi Yossi. Who's Edim? Those who give Asra. Edim have to give Asra. Continues the Rashba based on this, the following. Let's say all of the Edim became Zomimim. But two of the Edim gave Asra and the other two did not. Who gets killed? All four are found in Manu HaYisim. But only two of the four gave Asra. Says the Rashba, according to this Rabbi Yossi of Amud Beis, who gets killed? Only the two that gave Asra. Because the other ones were not really needed for that, to kill this person. So they won't get a kashas of onesh either.
Why are they called Edim then?
They testified. They testified in Beis Din. But who gave Asra to the Rotzeach? You talking about who gave Asra? What? No, Rabbi Yossi, that's what he's right. Rabbi Yossi holds, the Rashba takes the sentence of Mishnah Bava and Beis that Rabbi Yossi holds that you need to have Asra from the Edim, which would therefore Tosis would mean all the Edim. For purposes of Azama, only the Edim that gave Asra.
Consider Edim.
Okay, you say consider Edim. Wait a second. What comes out of this? Comes out, we're turning everything on its head now. Until now, we're assuming when Rabbi says, Bizman Sheyisru Behen, he's adding to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you're an aid without Asra. And Rabbi says, only if you had a kasra or kabbalah to be made. And then we have our kashas and Rabbi Yossi, then it comes out we should have probably in an asadayin and so on. The Rashba is saying the other way around. Rabbi Yossi owes, you for sure need asra. You can't get the first base without asra. We're not going to be able to say karbo pasu without asra. But how to come a Rabbi b'zan shehisru behen? Not because Rabbi Yossi doesn't need hisru, he's going to need hisru as well. Da'akati tfei may Rebbe be'inan. He needs more than Rebbe. What does Rebbe require? Only what? Kavana lahayit. Kinimuchach b'makis. What does Rabbi Yossi require? Asra mamish. You would not say Nipsa comes to his Mateva on Edom if he didn't give Asra. So what is it that we're, so where is the Mekudas Machogas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi really about? But the Nimamis. But doesn't the Gemara here appear to say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Bria B'Alma, we do say Kavis B'Mitela? The Gemara connects it to the Sugya Machokas Rebbe Rabbi Yossi. Sounds like it's the premise of our Sugya that Rabbi Yossi says it is B'Tel even without Asra. That's what it seems like in this Mishnah. But once you know the other Mishnah, then you know a different picture. Strange. And therefore, in terms of the answer, the tradition of Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the Gimel Shenechnesu Levaker have the prerogative, if they wanted to be Dayanim, to do so. Aye, what do you mean? Aren't they locked in as Edim? No, they're not, because when he says he passing as Rabbi Yossi, halachic Rabbi Yossi doesn't mean Rabbi Yossi from what it appears in the Mishnah Vav Amud Aleph. It's Rabbi Yossi in a totality. That's one thing. Okay, so the Cheshbon, I want you to get the Cheshbon. That's number one. Then there's another possibility. Inami. And this is maybe not assuming as much as we just said, but just another point that we asked when we read the Gemara. Inami, lo pasa kavase, when Rabbi, this is again a way to wiggle out of the kasha, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda paskins like Rabbi Yossi here. In what respect? Let's go back to our normal assumptions. How many machokasin are there in our Mishnah? Yeah. Two. One is dini mamnis versus dini nefashis. You extend it to dini mamnis. The other halacha, whether you need kabana lahayit. But Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel has halacha Rav Yossi. Until now, we've been assuming in every respect, including that you don't need kavana lahayin. Then it's a steer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, correct? And we medayik from Tosas here also that it's every in every respect it's like Rav Yossi. However, it could be, this is again, this is going back to our original assumptions, but it could be that this Rav Yehuda passing is like Rav Yossi, it's only with regard to the issue of Dinei Mamonos not having the halacha of Edus in the Teila. But regarding the issue of Kavanas Edus, that Rav Yossi doesn't need Kavanas Edus, and Rebbe does, maybe Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel could still agree with who on that issue? With Rebbe. So that's another way to wiggle out of the kasha. And the Gemara is Heicha Amrina Lahu, is Rebbe Kai? Fine. If you're going to ask me on this two lines in between, I'm not going to answer, because it's very, very hard to know what Tosis is saying, but I just realize it suddenly changes the whole picture. Obviously, Tosis here is not going there, and even Tosis here backtracks somewhat with the Inami as another possibility to answer. Yes, Ezra and then Alec. I'm sorry, Alec, you were first, but okay, yeah.
When Tosis quotes Rav Rashbam, they're saying that Rav Yossi is now reading, it's like Rav Yossi by us from Mamish. I mean, how does he say that from Mabam and Aleph, if that's what Rebbe's using?
Yeah, in other words, there's what it appears from our Mishnah, and then what the bigger picture. So the bigger picture is going to take care of why it's not a contradiction of Yudah Rabbi Yehuda. But what appears in our Mishnah, the Gemara just meant in Sanhedrin to relate to that which it appears. The Machlokes, and we're discussing whatever there in Sanhedrin, in what appears to be the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. But beyond the surface, Rabbi Yossi really holds even more than Rabbi about that you need Asla. That's what Tosis was saying. The real Rabbi Yossi is not what it seems from this Mishnah.
Meaning the opposite. Meaning
he
would be.
Yeah, he would be more, right. And the only real Dafkamina is about the Nimamanis. Again, you realize this is not the normal way to learn. This is very much fringe, this Rashba over here. And even after he quotes it, he has an Inami, which is not saying quite as much. He's just saying that Rav Yehuda Shmuel paskins on this issue, Rav Yossi, not the other issue. But this took us for a loop. Obviously, if you're not going to accept this, you're going to have to know how to read Mishnah Vav Amabes, which is coming up next week. In other words, what is the Rav Yossi of Vav Amabes exactly? If it's not what this Rashba is saying, which again doesn't seem to be what anyone else is saying, so what is Rav Yossi saying on Vav Amabes in the end of that Mishnah? That has to be obviously looked at in its own right. But just to see coming attractions, Tosis brought that in now in order to answer that steer of Rav Yehuda. Okay, so we'll both say, hopefully if satisfaction is existing for everybody having gone through a Tosis, hopefully well, and seeing how a lot of things are coming together. Yes, Alec, and then whoever else, yeah.
According to Rashba, how does he learn the line in the Mishnah of Mayas Mishneach?
In Rebbe?
Yeah.
Again, yeah. Mayas Mishneachim, because Rav Yossi has even better, easier time with it. It's Rebbe for himself. It's not Rebbe to dispute Rav Yossi. I don't know. It's not simple. I don't know. As opposed to, the foil is not Rav Yossi. The foil is not to say what I'm saying. Who is the other one? Rav Yossi is even more. But if you're not going to say this much, this is going to be a problem. So Rebbe's just proving his point, but it's sort of like a smokescreen, in other words. It's lafuke, if you're not going to say you need this much. But the bar plukta is not Rav Yossi, according to them.
Can we say it's both of them?
It's what?
Can we say
yeah.
Both of it's famous as one for both of them?
They both need Hasra because Mayasa.
So the Mayasu is Rav Yossi too?
And then Hasra is
left after. The Amosai goes back on Rav Yossi as well. I hear a suggestion. Okay, I have to think about it. Interesting.
But then it's not the same.
There's Mancha Hisru.
It must be loved Afka for Rebbe than Rabbi Yossi. It would be Afka.
Yeah. Mayasa Shneachin for Rabbi Yossi. It's not just Mayasa Shneachin. For Rabbi Yossi, it's Meikra Din. Yeah. Binyamin and Yosef and Yaakov and.
If the Rashba is now saying that Rabbi Yossi requires Hasra Mamish, why does he have to give the other answer for Kasha Rabbi Yehuda?
No, because he's backtracking from it. In other words, the last answer that Rabbi Yehuda did not paskin legamir Rabbi Yossi is going back to what we thought all along. That Rabbi Yossi does argue on a second issue, meaning Rabbi Yossi did not require Hasra, That's why I want everyone to understand. See, even that Rashba was like mentioned, but the Inami is not with the. It's going back to what we thought. The last Inami, in other words, if you take that first point of the Rashba out, so then there's another Inami at the end of Tosis. What was that other Inami trying to do? To defend the Rashbam that it's not a steer Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, for example. So first he said something very radical, that Rabbi Yossi really requires Hasra, not just, you know, even more than Rabbi does. Then he says another possibility, that Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to pass on Rabbi Yossi in terms of the other issue. What's the other issue? That you need not have Kavana Lahoid to be an aid to pass on the rest. If that were true, that he passed on Rabbi Yossi on that too, then we have a problem. How could it be that he could be a Dayan aid if they went to the back of Sechola? They're an aid already, they can be NSA. The answer is, he only meant Halachah Rabbi Yossi on the issue of Dini Mamonis not having the Halacha Karbo Pasal. But in the other part of Rabbi Yossi, he didn't mean to pass on Rabbi Yossi. That's the Inami of Tosis. Okay. I think Yaakov and then David. Yeah.
Two questions. One is clarification.
Yeah, the Hasra is only by Nefashos, for sure. Yeah. No, so again, the point is that Hasra shows Kavana. It comes to Gemara and says, Hey Chamin Lahu, so the Pashup Shad is, we're talking to the Psulim. In other words, says the Ritva, for example. But what if it's separate from Hasra? You don't need Hasra, right? You don't have to give Hasra. You can have Kavana Lahoid without giving Hasra. So we need other methods to figure out whether it's Kavana Lahoid. So the Gemara probes further. Hey, Chamin Lahu, maybe there's another way to figure out. So Hasra is one indicator, but it's not the sole indicator of the Kavan.
Rabbi Yossi is the sole.
Rabbi Yossi would hold the Pashup Shad of Rabbi Yossi is you don't need that Kavana Lahoid. You're already an aid and you can pass through the rest even because you saw it even without Kavana Lahoid.
With the Rashba.
Oh, yeah, the Rashba turned everything on his head. I told you, that Rashba, that one of Tosis is very, very strange. Yeah. Very strange.
And also, the lines with the steer between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, how is it not a steer? Can you repeat how it's not a steer?
Again, it's not a stira. Even if you hold Eid Nasadayin as a function of Eid Haroah, not Eid Hameid. So the problem was, Rabbi Yehuda says, he halachic Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yehuda said over there, that if, as long as they entered Levaker Esachole, which shows that he didn't have Kavana, Lahoid, you can just innocuously for Bikur Cholim, you could turn it to Dayanim. So what did the Rashbam explain? Because you only came with Vakir, you didn't have Kavana Lahoid, therefore you could be a Dayan. Had you had Kavana Lahoid, you couldn't be a Dayan. Says Tosis, that's good for Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Yossi, even without Kavana Lahoid, you're already an aid. So how can you be a Dayan? And Rabbi Yehuda himself, Paskins like Rabbi Yossi. So the Inami of Tosis says, Halacha Rabbi Yossi on the question of whether we apply the rule of Karvo Pasinus of the Tehillah to Dinim Maminis. That's what he meant, that we don't say it by Dinim Maminis. On the other half of Rabbi Yossi's argument with Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi says you don't need Kavana Lahoid. He is in agreement with Rebbe. So Rabbi Yehuda himself is not a contradiction. He himself holds that regarding that issue, he's mixing and matching. He holds like Rebbe that you only are an aid for this halacha and for the halacha of Einin Asadayin based on Kavana Lahoid. So that's the answer. So it's not a steer of Rabbi Yehuda because he only meant halacha Rabbi Yossi on the other point that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with, not on this point. That's the Inami of the Tosis. In Yuchas over Shabbos, you remember. That's the end of the Tosis. David, yeah. It's basically taking Rabbi Yossi and saying Rabbi Yehuda is passing Rabbi Yossi Gagamri. He doesn't look Rabbi Yossi what it appears in this Mishnah. If you know the full picture of Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yehuda meant Rabbi Yossi here, but Rabbi Yossi on both of the days, and that means that you need Asra Mamish. And therefore, for sure, you have no problem with Eid Nasadai, because if you didn't give Asra, so. Yeah, the whole sugya here, exactly. The whole sugya here is mamish. You have to know what Harag Yatzil. Yeah. What is this Rashba all about? You have to know. Yeah, Shmuel.
What do you mean to fit the two with Rabbi Yossi? That if you say that the Eidim have to be Kibasra as a halacha and Hasra not an Eidos, then you don't have to be Makish Shlosh Lashnayim, and then you could just have two Eidim that being giving Hasra, they're good Eidim. A third one's Karav or Pasal.
and he could just even re'iyah without kavana alone will pass all the rest of the eidin. Then it fits everything.
One more time. No.
As if his hanacha is that he's makish shlosh l'shnayim even legabe hasra, that everyone has to give hasra. But what if that's not true? What if hasra for Rabbi Yossi's halacha and hasra not in, in being an aid?
Right.
If you're not makish shlosh l'shnayim, then the third aid, as long as you have other ones who are giving hasra, that third aid, who's a karav or pasul, mm-hmm. could even have re'iyah below kavana, and that would be our whole gemara on vav.
Think about it. Okay, I was going to do the Ritva, but I think it'd be better if I just left that for Sunday, because how many people read through both Ritvas? Okay, it's a very sadistic Indian. I don't think it'd be due justice now, especially if we want to leave time for Chumash. So we'll leave more time for Chumash, and we'll leave the Ritva for Sunday, but Nes Hashem for Monday, we'll start the Ritva. Now, I want to mention one word about it, okay? First of all, you'll notice a skewer between the two Ritvas. The Indian, and this is very, it's really a Lechomaisa component also. Those of you who are already Chassanim will know what I'm referring to. Those who have been sitting in the front of the Chuppah will know what I'm referring to. Typically, the Sadeh Kedushin will tell the Chassan at the time under the Chuppah, I want you to designate Rabbi X and Rabbi Y as your Eidei Kedushin. I'm not too familiar, yes? Remember that, okay? Sometimes the rabbi will add to the exclusion of all others. Where does this come from? It comes from, it's the Iker Adin Kumi Shulchan Aruch, it's not required, but it comes from this discussion that we have in this Tosis. And it's the Ritva in Kedushin, and again, it's brought by other poskim as well, that's where it's coming from. And it's because otherwise there are Krovin, obviously, by the Chasana, and they're there. And it should be a problem, potentially, if you do some detailer, in terms of the affecting the Chalos Kedushin. Again, we have to work out the details, because the Chorev Tosa says that you have to be an Eid HaMeid, right? So then what's the problem? If you're not an Eid HaMeid, there's no problem of this and the Tela. And yet that's where that Ritva comes from. The Ritva here seems to say Nafka not this way, because the Gemara talks about whether you have to designate Eidim in general. Atem Eidai. Do you have to do that? Someone is Mode, that he owes money, so typically we say he has to say it, because otherwise he could say, I'm joking around, I didn't really mean it. But l'maisav, the etzem, you don't have to miyachid eidim. So this inner yichud eidim, if you wish, if you already want a little more to do, if you already did the two ritvas, so you can look at the Rush here for Sunday also. The Rush talks about a case by a malveh of yichud eidim. So you can see the same concept does get mentioned by various rishonim, and that's where the ritva and kedushin comes in. Yosef, you still have a question?
Yeah,